This is the underwear guy, right?
Yes, it is.
His stunning underwear confession. Coming up in a little more than an hour. Oh, he was something else. I got nothing to hide. All right, then you got nothing to hide. Then you'll admit to this, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, then. I want to say good morning to Justin, who's up with us this morning. You're driving a truck of herbs. Is that right, Justin?
Yeah, man. I work on a herb farm in Batesville, Arkansas. Been up all night.
Oh, look at that. What kind of herbs are we talking about? Are we talking about, like, the cannabis herbs or, like, basil?
Basil, man. I actually just got pulled over by Memphis police and made the mistake of telling them that I had herbs. Next thing I know, I have a drug dog and two other cops.
Sucks. That's funny. Gosh, I love it. Justin, thanks for having the Kane Show on this morning. We love the fact you're listening and trucking herbs at the exact same time. Have a great day today. Be safe.
You too, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. Can you imagine having that on your business card?
No.
Herb trucker. Speaking of Memphis, I wonder if this woman actually listens to our show, the machete lady.
Hopefully. Oh, my goodness.
Where did you find this?
So my friend shared it on Facebook, and it made me laugh so hard. I was like, you guys have to hear this.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody was breaking into her house.
Yeah.
And I don't know why she had a machete, but I guess some people just have machetes, and she defended her home with a machete.
Yeah, and how she did it is probably going to end up being, I would say this is probably going to end up being auto-tuned into
Absolutely.
A song.
Mm-hmm.
Take a listen to this. So this is out of Memphis, and she lives on a house near Horn Lake Road. So if you're driving around Horn Lake Road in Memphis this morning and listening, here you go.
I was over there chopping. If I chop good as I feel I chopped, he got a wound somewhere.
If I chopped as good as I think I chopped, he's got a wound somewhere.
She reminds me of, and I got a cold pop.
What's her face?
I forget her name.
Sweet Brown.
Sweet Brown.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, there's a fire.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right. So but the machete she has really is a metal stick with duct tape on one side. I mean, it's not even a machete.
Oh,
it's like a lawnmower blade with a...
homemade machete.
Oh,
gosh.
Oh, she's something else.
I'm not mad at her, though.
No, I'm not either.
I'll find anything.
I'm with you on that. I totally agree. If you want to see the video or you think you go, I think I might know her. Well, there you go. It'll be up online at caneshow.com. One of the biggest songs right now. You ready for Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk? Show you a picture of something, and I'd like for you to describe what you're seeing. Just the photo. Don't read the words. What is that a picture of right here? How would you best describe this photo?
That is a girl laying on her stomach with her booty in the air.
Yes. And what is she wearing on her booty?
A thong,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this picture is on, she posted this picture on her Facebook. Her name is Juliet.
Okay.
Hello.
And Juliet has literally, it looks like, you know when your dog gets down to bow for you, you know, when they're doing that front leg stretch,
yep. Mm-hmm.
And their butt's in the air and their tail's wagging. Yeah. Well, this looks like that, except you took the picture going, you know, looking at the butt in the air. Mm-hmm. And right below it is a Bible quote. And I was kind of shocked to see that someone would do a picture of their butt in a thong and a Bible quote underneath. The picture.
Seriously?
She quoted Luke 12:34. For those, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. For where your treasure is there, your heart will be also.
I don't even know what that means.
So,
but
there you go. So this is her treasure, and her heart is with the treasure.
It's a treasure,
of
right?
that ass.
You know?
No, I'm saying.
In the booty.
I want to get to the selfie stick story in one second, because this thing is pretty incredible. Speaking of booties, I would like to get calls from anyone that ever got caught by their parents having a boyfriend in their house or girlfriend in their house, and the parents took matters into their own hands and did some justice on their own. The reason I bring this up is because there's a gentleman in Pennsylvania today who actually went to jail because he cut off his daughter was living with him, found out there was a boy in the bedroom, tells the boy, get out here, takes him to the kitchen, cuts off his dreadlocks.
What?
Yeah, and he goes to jail for that.
I'm a father. 15-year-old daughter.
Okay, well, now, hold on a second, because that age difference is, it sounds bad when you're that young, but I'm 5 years older than my wife.
Yeah.
You know?
But you're grown. It's different.
Yeah, 17 and 19. That's not,
it's not bad, but I'm sure he probably lost it. 19-year-olds look 30 these days. So
yeah, that's
the
truth.
Might have not known he was 19 at the time.
I met a 19-year-old that had a better beard than I did.
Have you seen LeBron James?
Yeah.
LeBron, when he was 19, looked like he was 42.
Yes, he did.